Good afternoon, I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Prosecutors with the Hillsborough State Attorney's Office have reached a plea agreement in the case of Graham Ivan Clark, the young mastermind of last July's BitCon worldwide hack of Twitter. The outcome holds Clark accountable for his actions, recognizes his acceptance of responsibility, and offers him a chance to get his life on the right track. Under the agreement approved today, Clark received a sentence of 3 years of incarceration followed by 3 years of probation. Two Florida pediatricians have published a study after a vaccinated woman with no history of COVID-19 gave birth to a baby with COVID-19 antibodies. Here's more from WLRN's Joaquin Brutus.
Dr. Chad Rudnick is the founder of Boca VI Pediatrics. He says a healthcare worker was 9 months pregnant when she took one Moderna vaccine shot. 3 weeks later, she gave birth to a healthy girl with COVID-19 antibodies.
Having this information available just kind of gives us more to discuss and be able to discuss confidently, because we want to make sure that our babies who will be our patients once they're born are protected even before they become our patients.
Dr. Paul Gilbert says this case highlights the importance of including newborns and pregnant mothers in a vaccine rollout discussion.
That group, which often is excluded from trials and studies initially, gets the protection as well as the rest of the public and can hopefully not suffer as much from this pandemic.
The pediatricians expect the scientific community to study thousands of babies and maternal COVID-19 vaccinations to see how long the antibodies will last. I'm Wilkin Brutus in Palm Beach County.
Environmentalists are concerned over a series of Florida bills to preempt local government control of energy-related issues. Senate Bill 1128 is one of them. Robbie Gaffney reports it would stop local governments from being able to restrict or ban utilities from using certain fuel sources like natural gas.
Even worse than that is the fact that the bill is retroactive in nature, which, in my opinion, is the worst kind of preemption bill.
That's Jane West with 1000 Friends of Florida, a nonprofit advocacy group. If a local government plans to reduce the amount of natural gas it relies on, West says those plans could be undone under a bill moving through the legislature.
Think about all the time and energy and resources that have gone into some of these issues. For example, on greenhouse gas emissions that a local government might be trying to enact regulation on, you know, stemming back over a decade ago. So that's the problem, is those would all be wiped off the books to the detriment of all the taxpayers within that local government.
Palm Coast Republican Senator Travis Hudson is the bill's sponsor. Hudson says some local governments are planning to move away from fossil fuels like natural gas, and he wants to stop it.
I think that is wrong. I don't think government should pick and choose winners and losers. And so each bill basically says you can be progressive moving forward with new clean energy, but you can't be regressive and ban the energies that are currently in place.
Bradley Marshall is an attorney for Earth Justice, a nonprofit environmental law organization. He says the bill takes away the ability of residents to have a say in what energy they want to use.
And cities have been at the forefront in the state in recognizing the threat of climate change and promoting the transition to renewable clean energy. And basically, this is putting up a big stop sign saying no, they are not allowed to take action to move the state forward and serve their own constituents.
Marshall also says it's unclear how cities that operate their own utilities would continue doing so under the bill.
For example, here in Tallahassee, we have a municipal electric utility that is directly run by the city government.
Tallahassee currently has 2 solar farms. Marshall says if the city decides to build more solar farms or expand them, the action could have the effect of restricting another fuel type, because the city would be relying on solar more. And under Hudson's bill, that power would be preempted to the state.
It would make it very hard for the city to operate its own utility when it's being basically told they're not allowed to operate and decide their own fuel.
Hudson disagrees with Marshall's take.
They would be able to do a solar farm if they want to. Wind, solar, electric charging stations, all that stuff they'd be able to do.
He says the bill doesn't ban local governments from diversifying their fuel sources.
They just want to be able to go backwards by saying no gas stations or no natural gas in our community.
The bill has one more committee stop to go before heading to the Senate floor. Another proposal from Hudson would preempt the regulation of transportation energy infrastructure to the state. That means local governments wouldn't be allowed to create rules stricter than state law on the production, importing, storage, and distribution of fuels like petroleum, gasoline, and electricity. Environmentalists are concerned this proposal could preempt local government bans on fracking. I'm Robbie Gaffney.
Here's the weather tonight. Mostly clear and breezy. Overnight lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, and warm with highs in the mid-80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.